professors, lecturers, my dear students and friends. Inculcating values in music. I love this topic and it is so close to my heart. But where do I begin? With such an enriching, energizing, inspiring, extraordinary, active career for nearly 35 years as an artist. It's so difficult, but at the same time, not so very difficult if you follow the main path with humility and simplicity. Yes, approach life with humility and be simple, not complicated. And that's what I have always tried to be. In life, it's very simple to be difficult. But it's very difficult to be simple and happy. Because more than understanding your own self, others have to understand you in the proper spirit and perspective. Otherwise, sadly sometimes, your gentleness and simplicity are always mistaken for your weakness. I am not here to preach you, but I have come with so much of eagerness to meet you all and share with you some of my thoughts, experiences, the way I have handled my singing career for nearly 35 years without compromising or giving up my principles, at the same time not hurting or insulting anyone's feelings. Before I go deep into this, I must acknowledge the values instilled by my parents during my childhood. I was very active during my school days, taking part in a lot of extracurricular activities, winning so many prizes every year, starting from general proficiency to drawing, painting, singing, cooking, acting, handwriting, elocution, embroidery, ACC best cadet and so on. When I passed out, I got the all-round talent shield. Activities continued during my college days too, taking part in all the intercollegiate debates and winning the inter-university debate. Acting in plays and getting first prizes in singing continued. Then I worked in a bank to have that kind of experience too. Of course, it contributed in its own humble way to our family income, as I come from a very middle class family. I entered the film field after my marriage and Goody was my first movie with the music direction of the great music director Vasant Desaiji, who not only taught me Marathi songs and Hindi songs but a lot of values too. On the very first day of my recording a song for him, he said, "Vaniji, have faith in the Lord. Work very hard. Earn well. Pay your taxes and have peaceful sleep," which I follow till date. Believe me, I have received refund from IT, but not any notices so far. So good. He gave another solid advice. "Vaniji, if your seniors have inflicted some pain, never give the same to your juniors." So beautifully put. It's God's grace that I started my film career singing the compositions of such a principled person like Vasant Desaiji. I have been following his advice and never ever step out of my home without praying and seeking the blessings of my parents, my gurus and my gods. Desaiji passed away in a very tragic lift accident in 1975. I followed his advice and started believing in myself. Faith is to believe what you do not see, the reward of which is you see what you believed. My career took off with flying colors, and I got to work with all the top music directors of that time, like Naushadji, Kalyanji Anandji, R.D. Barmanji, Lakshmikant Pyarelalji, Madan Mohanji, O.P. Nayarji, Jaydevji, Chitragupji, S.N. Tripathiji, and sang duets with Mohammad Rafiji, Mukeshji, Kishore Kumarji, Mahindra Kapoorji, Manna Deji, and performed with Hemant Kumarji and Talat Mahmoodji. These were very busy years in Bombay from 70 to 73, working non-stop, not only in Hindi films, but in Gujarati, Marwari, Haryanvi, Oriya, and Bengali, and of course Bhojpuri too. After coming to South around 73, the kind of work I got inspired me so much, and my workload increased so much, and I decided to settle in Madras, Chennai now, and go to Bombay whenever my work demanded my presence there. To cut it short, my singing for all the stalwarts in the southern films in all four languages got me 3 President Awards as the best female singer of India in 76, 80 and 92, a Filmfare Award for Meera, and so many other awards for so many songs in varied languages. Please friends, don't think that I have been focusing on my achievements. The intention is not that. But as you are all so young, not exactly belonging to my generation, I just thought I would give a brief account of myself and my career right from the beginning so that you understand what is to follow. But one thing I remembered all through, I never allowed success to go to my head. I wanted to have my feet firmly on the ground, stay stable, be tolerant, patient. The kind of recognition I got is so satisfying, as I know that I have toiled all through without taking sides, succumbing to forces, kept up my principles and values intact, and faced all the odds, petty jealousies, rivalry, manipulations, and backstabbing with a very philosophical and spiritual attitude. As the success has been terrific, the opposition too has been terrific. I am not calling that terrible. Their method has been terrible, but my way of handling it has been terrific. So why should I consider their mode horrible? Here, I want to tell you all something. Never ever allow frustration to creep in and mar your progress. You can turn any adverse situation to your advantage without manipulations if you have the grit and determination and march ahead, exploring more and more areas of your chosen field. Efficiency is the capacity to bring proficiency into expression. In all adversities, there is always in its depth a treasure of spiritual blessings secretly hidden. Never ever forget that. A successful man who can lay a strong foundation with the bricks that others throw at him. Successful man is one who can lay a strong foundation with the bricks that others throw at him. I have overcome the odds, pains, and hurdles following my own principles so strictly without stooping to that level. One doesn't need to if one is prepared for any amount of hard work. Vasant Desaiji used to tell me, at the end of the day, if you stand in front of the mirror and are able to tell yourself that you have not done anything to go down in your own self-esteem, that is the highest form of award and reward. I would say, Manasachik Mikka Naduvar Illai. Never allow manipulations to eat you. Take my own case. When politics happened in my film singing career, here I would like to tell you a very interesting anecdote. Probably it was around 1971, with Vasant Desaiji I went to Delhi for a very, very important function, to take part in that function and sing his compositions, patriotic songs. Probably it was for the unveiling of the statue of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj in Delhi. Y.B. Chavhanji was the Union Finance Minister then. And after the function, he invited us all home for dinner. We went to his place, and while we were eating, he just cornered me and he said, "Vaniji, I want to ask you one thing." I said, "Yes, Chavhanji, what's it about?" He said, "Tell me, we people are in Rajniti, means politics, RSL. We are in Rajniti. There's no music happening here in the parliament. Why there is so much of Rajniti in music? Why there is so much of politics in music?" Then I told him, because I am also careful that way, because in 71 I was a nobody. I had just begun my career, and so I was little cautious. And I told him, "Chavhan sahab, you must have met my seniors and they are more experienced than me. Probably you should have asked them this question." Then he laughed and laughed, and he said, "I know about it all, but I wanted to get some answer from you." I said, "I'm not going to give you any answer for this." I started exploring. When it started happening, I started exploring other areas of music, which is so vast. Today, I am so much richer, adding a lot of stock to my proud collection of songs in so many languages, which I have been learning from great composers all over India. Say, be it even last month, a couple of months ago, I was in Delhi. I didn't waste my time. I met a very, very talented composer and a singer of Rajasthani folk music. He writes a lot in Hindi also. I met him in a wedding. Then I could see the potential. I said, then I requested him, "What are you doing tomorrow? I can spare an hour and a half. Can I come to your place and learn a few songs?" He said, "No, it will be a pleasure to teach you." Then I went to his place in Greater Kailash and learnt 7 Rajasthani folk songs. And they are gems, so I have added 7 more songs to my collection of these wonderful compositions. I strongly believe music doesn't start and end with film music alone. Even before becoming a playback singer in 70, I had taken part in a lot of bhajan sammelans and ghazal sammelans in 69. I have been performing in so many languages all over India and abroad, and people welcome me without any reservation in all the states of our beautiful, culturally rich country, and I am able to strike a chord at once in their native language. Never ever cultivate hatred for any language, my friends. They all, you know, never go by those advices. They all come free, but not to liberate you. In the true sense, say in your spare time, if you learn French or German, God willing, after your graduation, you get a lovely job somewhere in France or Germany, your learning that language is not going to be of any waste. It's going to sort of help you in a big way and boost and make your interaction and job that much easier. You are not a loser, my friends. Please understand that. By your sheer devotion, dedication, hard work, tenacity, sincerity and humility, sky is the limit. If you don't like something, there is no need to rag, strike, shout and destroy. There are lovely ways of expressing your agony through your hard work and producing better results in your chosen path. Never seek the violent way, It's not going to help. For me, it has never been success at any cost. No superstardom at any cost. No, a firm no, an emphatic no. I have achieved, if at all I have achieved something, I have done it all without losing my values. Then you are at peace. Never strike your enemy, if at all you consider anyone as your enemy. As for me, I have never considered anyone as my rival or enemy. There is no need to. You keep doing your good work and it will pay you dividends. Nothing happens out of our will or wishing. God has to grant. There is a lovely saying in Urdu language which I would love to quote for you. Some of you would understand Urdu also. Khuda jab tak na chahe, aadmi se kuch nahi hota. Khuda jab tak na chahe, aadmi se kuch nahi hota. Mujhe maloom hai, meri khushi se kuch nahi hota. Khuda ka aasra har hal makhmoor kaafi hai. Bharosa kar, kisi ki dushmani se kuch nahi hota. To translate it for you, Khuda, you know, the Lord. Kadavul ninaithaal oliya எதுவும் நடக்கப் போவதில்லை. என்னுடைய சந்தோஷத்தினால் மட்டும் எதுவும் நடந்துவிடப் போவதில்லை. அவருடைய அருளும் ஆதரவும் இருந்தால்தான் எதுவும் நடக்கும். ஆனால் அவருடைய ஆதரவு ஒன்றே போதும். நம்பிக்கை வை. யாருடைய பகைமையும் எதிர்ப்பும் உன்னை ஒன்றும் செய்துவிடாது. Without the Supreme Being's will, nothing happens. So what you can do is only to try to excel in whatever you are doing. It could be computers, structural engineering, law, political science, philosophy, or math. Interact with as many good people as possible, friends. My father always used to say that you will be judged by the kind of friends you have. Develop friendship with good people. Honest people, good-hearted and hard-working people. I have learnt a lot from a lot of my good friends. Every day I learn something from one of my friends, one of the persons I come across. Your eating habits too matter a lot. You are what you eat, after all. The kind of things you eat will reflect in your personality. If you are keen to develop an overall clean, good personality, you need to have a lot of self-control, be it eating, dressing, indulging in hobbies, expensive. In minimum, you can derive the maximum happiness. Spend within your means, don't borrow. I am not saying these to spoil your fun, but to improve your own lifestyle. I am not stopping you from having a Coke or a Pepsi, my students, but realize the value of our tender coconut water also, which is so nourishing. Your wrong eating will slow down your working capacity. Never be a slave to bad habits. Develop good ones like reading, playing sports, painting, writing, etc. Never be afraid of failures. It happens to everybody. You would have seen on the television how even the sports people, the best of them, cry when they lose, and sometimes they cry when they win also. It doesn't mean that they are weak. No, they are very strong people mentally and physically. But emotions are common to people. Emotions are common to all of us. None can escape. But a lot depends on how you deal with the situations with utmost dignity. Don't develop hatred or animosity, for that matter, even ego or pride, if you excel in your line. Your knowledge should be reflected in your conduct, and your conduct should convey the depth of knowledge you have. There is no need to throw one's weight around. The great Saint Mirabai said, Krodh आग से तेज, ज्ञान पानी से पतला. That means your anger is even more devastating than the fire itself, and your gyan, that is now whatever knowledge you have, we have, it is more transparent than the water. Pani se patla. So it doesn't mean that you should stop learning, as she said, knowledge is even more transparent than water. No, it means there is no need to show off. You can learn more and more, and there is no end to it. Your anger and hatred are more devastating than fire. So curb these tendencies. These same poets have said it all. What not Thiruvalluvar has specified. If you apply most of his kuralgal, you will have a superb life. Avar sollada vishayame illa, avar eludada topic e illa. Thirukural mulukka ukkandu padichale namba vaalka vandu evlovo munnerum. The kind of national integration the great Bharatiyar wove through his immortal songs, it's amazing. He spoke about everything which we are still trying to achieve but not succeeding due to so many communal forces and selfishness around. We are attempting but it's not enough. Considering the manpower, intellect and the capacity we have, we are not succeeding to that extent. Our attention seems to be diverted in so many unwanted ways. That's where one has to be very careful in choosing what to pursue and whom to follow. Don't be confused in that area. Keep in touch with the institutions you studied. Never lose contact. Nothing like meeting your old school friends, college friends. Even 15 days ago, I went to the school I studied and taught them a song in Tamil written by our respected Rashtrapati ji, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. He gave it to me when I met him in last November in Delhi. Your teachers, lecturers and professors are the ones who have given you those values and discipline. Never forget them. Salute them. You don't lose anything. Don't develop false ego. Surrender in spite of freedom is the way of wise men. To sum it all up, clean habits, useful and meaningful spare time activities, good friends, hard work, dedication, concentration, sincerity of purpose, humility, gratitude and above all faith in God will carry you all very far. We as human beings have to be human, civilized and considerate. Let's not harm anyone or anything. Let's all strive to be good citizens of this great country which has such a rich heritage, culture and spiritual tradition. Alert and vigilant living itself is a great sadhana. Never forget that. If you are alert in listening and vigilant in applying, you succeed without doubts. I have never believed in caste and creed. I believe in good human beings. Interaction is very important, that too with learned and good people. By isolating yourself, you are missing out on so much in life. My philosophy is to mingle as much as possible. Life is short and we have only one life to live. My friends, attend good talks, lectures, watch useful things and read a lot. You have something to learn from everyone you come across, good or bad. From good, what to follow, and from bad, what not to follow. What to avoid in life also you learn from them. Be worthy citizens of our great nation and make us all proud. My dear students, may Anna University grow from glory to glory. I wish you all the best. And before concluding and thanking Dr. Balagul Swami for this wonderful invitation, I would like to say a few more things which I just added this morning. You know, before you could ask me even, there has been so much talk about this monopoly. All the fields, particularly monopoly in music. About the live and let live policy of mine, I don't even bother to find out who is singing what and where. For me, it's only doing my job to the best of my ability with utmost sincerity. One fine day, when the great filmmaker Gulzarji phoned me in 1976, asking me, Vaniji, will you be the voice of my Meera? He called me up at about 6:30 in the morning when I was staying in T Nagar, Madras. Yeah. So he asked me, will you be the voice of my Meera? I was naturally thrilled and went to Bombay, taking time from my tight schedule of recordings in Madras to record all the 14 numbers for that great film made so beautifully by Gulzarji, in the music direction of the great sitar maestro, Pandit Ravi Shankarji. Saying yes to such a great project was not any crime. Saying yes to such a great project was not any crime on my part. I never committed any crime by saying yes to sing those songs. But the way I have been attacked for that, orally, verbally, in black and white, I can never forget. I forgive very easily. It takes time to forget. Anyone who is a good singer, who understands the great lyrics of Mirabai and able to convey that emotion properly in pure Shruti and Laya, can sing and should sing. Meera's immortal lyrics are not the property of anyone's grandfather. A top singer's sister said in an AR broadcast openly that my singing Meera's songs for that movie is like devils daring to do something which even angels fear to do. Another great filmmaker of Bombay film industry, very illustrious filmmaker, said, if it is Meera's lyrics, only so and so should sing, not any other singer. Such things only make me laugh. At this juncture, I would like to share with you this as a very, very important thing for you all to know. The great filmmaker, A.V. Meyyappa Chettiar, bought the rights of the entire works of the great Subramanya Bharathiar, whose songs he wanted to use in his films those days. I am talking about early 50s and 60s. Later on, he realized and he said, the immortal works of the great poet Bharathiar should belong to the whole nation and not to one person. And he gave away the rights so that others could use. Now you see so many songs of Bharathiar, you know, being featured in so many movies. And there has been a movie also made about Bharathiar recently. The point of my telling you all this is to emphasize that good work is not the monopoly or the exclusive property of a chosen few. Any capable and sincere person can attempt and succeed. No one should stop at that. I was just reading this morning about this. I like this, to quote Mr. Deepak Chopra. An expanded sense of self is of value if it is in context with the needs of the universe. But if you identify only with your own emotions or your own body, you are doomed. Success is the most overrated virtue. We come, make an impact, go away. And tomorrow there will be someone else. We can't change anybody or anything. We can only change ourselves. We are mortal people, but we can leave behind immortal work. So tomorrow there will be someone else. The idea of mortality is a very, very big teacher for all of us. So think about it carefully and with this, I would like to conclude. Of course, I am ready to answer any questions, my dear students, all of you, any of you, you want to ask me anything. I am here to answer you. And VC hasn't come, is it? Yes. Vice Chancellor hasn't come, is it? So I would again like to thank our respected Vice Chancellor, Dr. Balaguru Swami, sincerely for this wonderful opportunity given to me. Actually, I had certain reservations about it, whether to say yes and bear a few feelings of mine in public. Then I thought, anyway, again, I have said it all without hurting anyone, and what I have faced and how I have handled it. So there is no harm in sharing these things with you. I thank Anna University for this great opportunity they gave me. And I am here to come and meet you anytime you want me to. Come on, girls and boys, if you want to ask me anything, you can...